Welcome back. It's Catholic Connection. Hope you're doing well. Always good to talk with my friend, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. I'm trying to catch up with her in writing books, but I don't think it's ever going to happen. Her latest one is a beautiful, beautiful treat for us, especially for Lent, because it actually is all about Lent. Bringing Lent Home with St. John Paul II, Prayers, Reflections, and Activities for Families. Hello, my dear. So how's the weather in Connecticut where you're at?
Good morning, Teresa. It's freezing cold. I think it's not quite as cold as where you are, but we are in the minus digits, so it's bitter cold, and I'm trying to stay warm. Even in the house, sometimes it feels cold.
I know. How's the snow level out there?
For the homeless at this time especially.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how is the snow? Has it piled up around your parts?
Yes, we have like 2.5 feet in our yard, and it's just been piling up in some places deeper where it drifted, or, you know, sometimes you can't even see because of the height of the snow in certain areas of parking lots and everything. So it's been a wintry winter here.
Yes, a very wintry winter, but we're glad that you're safe and that you're with us, and to warm us both on the inside and out with your brand new book, Bringing Lent Home. Tell us about it.
Well, thank you so much. It's the third in my series of Lenten books with Ave Maria Press, and I just love doing these books for families. Each book, we focus on a new person. This one is St. John Paul II. I know you love him like I love him, and we visited his tomb in Rome.
Yep.
But this book, St. John Paul II guides the family throughout Lent, and each day you'll read a little bit about his life, and you'll learn, you know, how to put those three pillars of Lent into practice. Of course, you know how to do it, fasting, almsgiving, and prayer, which are part of our lives, you know, all throughout the Catholic year. But during Lent, we focus a little more intensely on these special pillars of Lent. So, you know, being a mother of five, I know the busyness of family life and how hard it is to, you know, sometimes we feel like we just have to check off our to-do list and run around like crazy because we're taking care of the kids, and their needs, you know, take precedent over things, especially the little ones. You know, you can't stop and say, we're going to kneel down and pray right now when someone's, you know, spiking a fever or, I'm sorry, throwing up or something going on.
Right.
You know, there's always something going on with little kids. But, you know, we, as the first and foremost educator, we can, you know, try our best to carve out that 5 or 10 minutes of prayer time a day. And that really can help to transform that day and really, you know, the Lenten journey. So I encourage families, knowing that you are busy, you are, you know, and, you know, so intensely involved with the care of the family, no matter what age and stage, but to try to, you know, make the time, whatever works for you, at the breakfast table, at the dinner table, after dinner, to gather together for 5 or 10 minutes and just focus on, you know, it's all mapped out for you right there in the book. You go page by page, day by day through Lent. So it's everything is there, the church teaching, how, you know, what we're expected to do, what we're obligated to do, and suggestions for the journey. You know, how can you fast? How can you give alms? And how can you pray together and grow in holiness as a family throughout Lent?
And so in terms of the activities, is this designed not just for, let's say, the parents, but for the families then to do this somehow together as a witness?
Absolutely. The parent gets their own reflection every day. So there's something that the parent could read on their own either ahead of time or, you know, right when they've got the kids gathered. It's just a paragraph or maybe two to kind of set the tone and give them something to think about. I think it would be great if they could read it in advance so they have a little bit of an idea. But if they don't have time, that's okay.
Yeah.
And the suggestions and the encouragement to fast and give alms and to pray together are right there, you know, on the page of that particular day. So they read a verse together, and that verse is from St. John Paul II. It's usually every day of Lent you'll read his words. And then you'll go into the parent reflection and then family prayer. So it's all right there in the book, the suggestion of the prayer, what you can say, what you can pray together. Of course, you adapt it to your own family. Of course, you know, chime in with whatever prayer is on your heart. And then you move into a little story from St. John Paul II's life. So it's only about a paragraph, but it goes, you know, all through, it goes chronologically, actually. I do it that way throughout this book. And this way you get to know the saint of the book.
I was just going to say that, because what's so neat about this is that most of us remember him because we grew up with him. Even if they're a little bit younger than us, people have a strong memory of him. And so this is just a way to keep him with you, because he was with us, had such a long, wonderful pontificate, but he was with us for so many years. And so now we get to even know him a little bit better in this book.
Yeah, some more details, you know, some things I learned in doing the research, too. So it's really nice to get to know them even more intimately, and you feel that they're kind of guiding you, or they really are guiding you throughout Lent, especially when you ask them for their intercession, because the saints, you know, are with us, and their job is to help us. And St. John Paul II takes us by the hand and walks families through Lent. He was so much all about families and encouraging families, so... So it's nice to be able to focus on his spirituality. So then the family has the fasting, almsgiving, and prayer suggestion. They're so simple, but I think they can make a huge impact on your life while you're growing in holiness throughout Lent. I could give you maybe a little example.
Sure. Go ahead. Like, I'm on the website right now. We're going through it, but please do share. Go ahead.
Okay, just like a little example of fasting one day, it might say, today, fast from judging. If you're tempted to judge a particular situation or person, keep quiet and take it to prayer. Encourage the kids to do this as well. And then right after that, the almsgiving for that day is, have the children, with your help, write a note of reconciliation to a family member or a friend. And then it goes into the prayer. But see, so the fasting and almsgiving, it's not just about giving up chocolate or giving up food or giving up certain things. And almsgiving is not always giving away money, you know, to the poor. Or it's also suggestions of giving some time away today. Have everyone write a little note to a family member with a promise of a special prayer or deed for them. And it's not, you know, they're not really big tasks. You'll have some here and there that say write a little note or make a pretty card to give to someone who might feel lonely. But most of the time, it's something like fast from wasting your time today. Encourage the children to have a plan for their free time. Have them do something constructive and positive. Or you know, sometimes it's fasting from a treat. Or give God extra time in prayer today and ask the children to say an extra prayer on their own. So things like this.
What I think is nice is that it's doable, because sometimes I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and especially if we're busy, and especially if you're raising children, we sometimes forget the role. And I think John Paul II was so good at reminding of this is how important it is to be a husband, to be a wife, to be a mother. And my spiritual director always tells me to offer up your work as a prayer as well, whatever you're doing, whatever your vocation is, to offer that up every day as a prayer.
Absolutely. That's what we do in our morning offering too, right? Our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings, and all of those can become redemptive, and all of those can be just filled with grace because we've given them to God. So yes, especially in the household and while we're, you know, raising the kids, you know, to offer that to God as a prayer, because it is such a high calling to be trying to shape the consciences of these little ones, you know, raising little saints to heaven. And it's such an important job, you know, as the family being the vital cell of society and being so attacked in our day, you know, we're bombarded from the culture. So as a family, as parents, a single parent household too, please don't shy away from this book because you feel you don't have the ideal or the perfect family. I was a single mother for many years in my faith journey, and I raised my children in the faith, and I wish I had these type of books, you know, when I was doing that. So this is for any size, shape, family, you know, wanting to strive for holiness, you know, in our Catholic tradition. So it's there to help every family, no matter what that family may look like. We're all called to holiness. And as Mother Teresa said, holiness is not the luxury of a few, but a simple duty for you and me. I always quote from her, as you know, Teresa, because I love her so much. And she was the first in this series, bringing Lent home with Mother Teresa, and then St. Therese was the next one.
And now we have Pope St. John Paul II. We're chatting with my friend Donna Marie Cooper-O'Boyle. Of course, you see her on EWTN, and you hear her on EWTN as well. And many, many books. Okay, how many books is this, Ethel? That's my nickname for her.
Boy.
We'll explain later. How many?
I did have to count them recently because I was asked, because sometimes I just forget the number. Well, with my memoir coming out this summer, that's number 19. I mean, there was another as well, but...
But who's counting?
A different edition. Yeah, exactly. I only count when you ask me.
I know, but I just, it's wonderful though, because they're all different and they're all just really, really good. And you're a good writer and you're a great writer. And thank you for sharing and pouring yourself out. And I can't wait for your testimony book to come out either. And I was so excited to see you finally do that. And that's coming out this summer, by the way, with Ignatius Press, which I was blessed to endorse. And wow, what a powerful story about all the challenges you've faced and how God was with you every step of the way. All right, let's take a break, Donna Marie, and then we'll come back and wrap up. We're chatting with my friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. Her book for Lent, Bringing Lent Home with St. John Paul II. It's part of a series with Ave Maria Press, Prayers, Reflections, and Activities for Families, AveMariaPress.com. You can also find it, of course, at the religious catalog of EWTN, and we'll give you Donna Marie's website when we come back on a Friday morning edition of Catholic Connection. Once again, you're listening to EWTN. Stay tuned. Welcome back, Catholic Connection. It's Friday morning, February 20th, 2015, wrapping up our conversation with my friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, Bringing Lent Home with St. John Paul II, Prayers, Reflections, and Activities for Families. Now, Donna Marie just told me during the break that there's a sale going on, and as I like to say, Donna Marie, I never met a sale I didn't like. All right, you've got a sale on your Lenten books, I understand, girlfriend?
Yes, yes, I do. All three for $8. Now, how are
Woo-hoo.
Are you going to get
you go.
Anyplace else? Yeah, because these books are priced so reasonably. I love that Ave Maria Press prices them very reasonably. And then I went down just a little bit more for the sale. So you get three wonderful guides through Lent. You know, wonderful meaning the people who are guiding us, Mother Teresa, St. Therese, and St. John Paul II.
Wow, powerhouses. So, amazing.
Yeah, really.
All right, now let me ask you before we wrap up, because I just want to remind our listeners that where they can find you on our network, on our television network, on EWTN, to find your lovely face and your wonderful advice.
Oh, thank you. Well, on my website, www.DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. I took the Marie out for the website, so it wouldn't be too long. So that's DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. And you could see a lot of stuff on there about my EWTN shows. I have a blog on there, lots of information, radio clips and things and contests and sales and things like that. I like to inspire with sending out inspiration through my newsletters, and I love when people subscribe to them because, you know, we need that shot in the arm, don't we? We need that burst of inspiration, and it helps to keep us going, you know, with our church teaching and in wisdom from the saints. So I like to weave that into lots of my writing.
Well, I think what's so important about what you do, and you touched upon it before the break about being a single mom at one point in your life, and you're very real, because I think sometimes people look at people like you who are very successful with ministry and have written, you know, 19 books, and you're on EWTN, and they think, oh, you must have always had the perfect domestic church in your home, and everything was always hunky-dory, and you never had a thing to worry about. But that's not the case. You struggled, but God was always with you. And I think being honest about those struggles and those roles, it's really important for people.
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of what you said, being real, one of my newsletters is called Real Life Dose. So I send out a dose of real life, hopefully on a weekly basis when I can, but it depends on what's going on in my real life. But, yeah, you know, life is real, and God gives us many opportunities for grace, and that could be in the joys and in the smiles and in the laughter of our children, you know, when things are great and going well. But it could also be in that moment when, I'm sorry to say, your husband abandons you or something like that, which I experienced. And so these things help us to grow in holiness, believe it or not, you know, as hard as they are. But many, many listeners out there know that the life of suffering, and our Lord tells us, you know, to pick up our cross and follow Him. Mm-hmm. So when we ask Him to help us and to grant us the graces, and we ask Him for our, you know, suffering to Him, and if He could redeem that and make it redemptive and bring good out of it, He does.
He does, and He's done that in your life and in so many ways. We're out of time, sweetheart, but so good to talk to you again. And I mentioned that we call each other Lucy and Ethel, because we went to Rome together for a summit and just had some funny experiences, and so we ended up saying Lucy and Ethel in the Chocolate Factory. We'll tell you the story in more detail another time, but that's what we call each other. Donna is Ethel, I am a.k.a. Lucy. All right, Ethel, have a great weekend. Much more success to you, my dear. The book is Bringing Lent Home with St. John Paul II, Prayers, Reflections, and Activities for Families. Make it a great weekend. We'll talk to you on a Monday. God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio. Our producer is Andrew Krucek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection as Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness.